Oh, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, Jordan.
Well. Good afternoon to you. February 25th, it's a Thursday. We will keep a watchful eye on if any announcement happens today by you know who. Quarterback, I'm just kind of thinking maybe a topic today. Point Zion, maybe a topic today. Never know. Because obviously, one of the things that is of note is, of course, I don't know, this guy named Zion Williamson in the Pelicans
LBI
last night.
Driving on Bay, kick at right corner. Lonzo for three, a little long. Adams fights for the offensive rebound. To the cutting Zion, the right-hand tomahawk punch.
And then Stephen Adams pantomimes the tomahawk dump on the way back down the court.
Zion yet again helping close out a game.
Right, Zion sizing up Stewart. Here we go again with the big bodies between circles. Game clock at four. Here we go. Spin in the lane. Lefty layup good and one.
Isaiah Stewart, Jimmy Stewart, John Stewart. It doesn't matter. He can't guard it.
Todd Graffinini, John DeShazer right here on the Pelicans Radio Network with Nicole there. Got plenty to talk about Zion Williamson's 32 points, 13 of 18, 6 of 9 from the free throw line. Yet another outstanding performance. He wasn't alone. A couple of quick takeaways I'm going to have about that we will touch on for sure. In the next segment, we'll hear from these guys in the locker room as well about what's going on. But look, you had to be happy. Here's my quick 30 seconds because I want to get to what I think is going to be a big topic of the day, perhaps, when it comes to quarterbacks. Zion, as I mentioned, 32. Brandon Ingram, 27. And one of the things that stood out again in this game, Jordan, as I watched this game, again, we could talk about specifically about Zion. We could talk specifically about Brandon. How both of them worked together. I got sound on that, on both of them feeling comfortable and kind of feeling each other out. Zion's getting deeper in his answers, if you've noticed. Also, I think a lot of it is confidence. He's starting to feel a lot more confident about himself. He has something about that he said after the game that I think you'll like to hear if you're a Pels fan. But again, there's always, you know, the first thing that you write when I look at that game. And it wasn't individual. The first thing that I took out of that game of my, say, three or four observations, Jordan, was the following. Steady as she goes sort of phrase, right? Maybe comma, uh-oh, they're learning. No, this is one. This is not two.
Oh,
this
well,
is,
you
this
said
is
comma.
Under one. Well, it's comma. It's the same sentence. It's not, you know, the next one.
Okay.
But number one to me was, steady she goes, comma, uh-oh, they're learning. The Pistons led a good part of this game, didn't they?
Yes.
They led in the first quarter, 39-33. Well,
But.
Pels won the second frame, 31-30, but they trailed. In the third, it was 32-27. And then again, steady as she went. You didn't see panic in this team. And I'm not saying that you saw it in the past when you trailed, but something was different to me yesterday, Jordan. Pels fans, help me out here. Tell me if you felt this. I didn't feel... I don't know if they're going to come back. I didn't feel, here we go, another loss to a team that has less wins than you. See, but you did.
I don't know. I don't know if I can agree with you.
Okay, that's what I'm asking if
going
you felt
into
that.
Halftime,
I did, though. Maybe it's because I've been making a bunch of points that I'm starting to see a bunch of other people kind of bring up, right? Just saying. But I've been saying, that's why I said, comma, uh-oh, they're learning. This was a second game in a row. Boston, right, kind of had it. They steady as she goes. Realizing, what's the one thing Stan Van Gundy's been saying? You got to play the whole game. The whole game. It's hurt them losing leads. I actually think the reverse is happening. I actually think, dare I say, and I'm not ready to say conclusively because obviously you need a bigger sample size. But are you starting to get starting to smell like a team that's starting to believe in themselves and that they can finish at the end or come back at the end and win? That's a big difference. Look, one of the things you have to learn to be a consistent winning basketball team is to close out games that you lead. Right? That's one of them. Two, you got to beat teams you're supposed to. Right? Three, in games that you're in or teams are letting you in where you don't have your stuff, you find a way to win. I mean, there's four or five things that winning teams do. Right? I don't know about you, but I'm starting to sniff it. I'm starting to see it. I'm not saying, so you're shaking your head.
Well,
but I'm looking at the games that they've played. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm starting to see this team quickly, just in this homestand, adjust. What happened after the Portland game, Jordan? Do you remember what happened after the Portland game?
You lost against the Phoenix Suns.
And what happened in that final possession?
Chris Paul absolutely went off.
No. That's Portland. I'm talking about
Portland. Oh, they said what happened after the Portland game.
Right. We're talking about in that Portland game,
okay,
what happened, right?
Zion didn't touch the ball.
Okay.
At all.
We all were like, what are you doing? And stuff like that, right? And we wanted to see that happen a bit, right? Phoenix. You were playing well. And then the fourth quarter, lost your focus, whatever it was. But in that Boston game, what did we see? They went to Zion. Right?
Right?
They trusted Zion. In the overtime, Zion bringing the ball down the court.
Mm-hmm.
Trusted Brandon Ingram. Knocked down the 3, 115-112. Helped win that game. And yesterday, again, starting to see this team starting to trust one another. And more importantly, like I said, it was just steady as she goes. Listening in the post game to players. Brandon, I'm trusting Zion. He knows what, do what he do. And then Zion doing the same thing. Here's the other aspect that stood out to me, right? So I said, number one, it's starting to look like maybe they're learning here. Maybe they're learning. Ali Cosell's going to join us at 1:30. That was the Bird Rights just tweeted a little bit ago. A bunch of fun numbers. Andrew Lopez is going to join us at 12:30 here as well. I'll have both gentlemen talk about this. This isn't my opinion. This is facts. This is statistics. The Pelicans have one of the best offenses in the NBA. Okay, yeah.
Well,
Jordan, in certain categories, they're fourth. We're going to go through all of that with Andrew and Ali, where they rank and all those things. But I want you just overall hear that. When considering at the start of the season, we were getting not much production from the guards. No one could make a shot. You were sitting there, oh, man, whatever. But is that remarkable to you? What are the best offenses? It's starting to become, again, sniffing, starting to smell like a team that I can count on certain things. Guys, another 30-point performance by Zion. Ho-hum. Is it starting to become like that? I feel like that. 31 minutes, 32 points, 13 of 18, efficient, 6 boards. How many assists, Jordan? 5. Got a block. But, you're watching it, and Jordan, that's – and Detroit, by the way, when I was watching the game, that's a big team. They're pretty athletic. Like, they look like the better team athletic-wise in size, and then the Pels just figured it out. That's why I said the number one thing that stood out to me yesterday was, uh-oh, they're starting to figure it out. Like, you didn't see them sort of overly adjust on a lot of different things. Even when Detroit started making those threes, Stan Van Gundy at the end of the game. He was asked, what you do? Because the Pistons were starting to, Jordan, knock down some threes. SVG.
I didn't do anything. I mean, we made an adjustment in our pick and roll defense. Only one of those 7 in the first quarter came off of pick and rolls. So, you'd have to ask our guys what they did. They played a little harder, closed a little harder. Things like that. And, they missed some shots. So, but wasn't anything I did. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Zion on the offense being so good right
now.
Yeah.
When Coach Gundy met with me and B.I., it was kind of a known thing that we're two unselfish players. So we'll never have problems with getting our other teammates involved and having a good offense. Now it's just us becoming as good, great as defenders as we are as great on offense. So, yeah, we kind of knew it was going to be like that.
Then Talion answering if he thought that this offense between these two teams would be this good. The other thing that stood out to me, again, as you're seeing Brandon and Zion kind of learning to play off of one another. Zion mentioned that it's been a growing process. Hear it out.
Well, we definitely, we've come a long way with that, for sure. Our relationship off the court has always been there. There's never been a problem with that. I think when it came to on the court, we both wanted to win, but I think we were still trying to, like, learn each other in certain parts of the game. But I think now we just kind of know. Like, there are times when B will come to me and be like, "Hey, Z, it's on you." And there are times where I'll go to B like, "Hey, B, like, it's your world. They can't do nothing with you." And at the same time, I think both of us just have high level for each other because at the end of the day, we don't care about individual things. We both just want to win.
B.I. on he and Zion's future.
Absolutely. I mean, I've never played with a player as talented as me. And he's a generational talent where you don't know what you're going to get from him every single night. This is going to be something different. It's going to be something exciting. And I like to feed off that, or I like to come into the game and be ready because I know he's going to be ready. So it's good to have another all-star beside me and having the same mindset as me going into games, just going to just try to be the best player that he can be.
That was a shot at LeBron, if you didn't notice.
I didn't take that. But my point is, are you starting to kind of get the sense and feel there? I don't know. It's what I'm smelling here. But what are you grinning about?
Ryan over on Twitter. I don't know what Gus is smelling.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You over there with that sniffer. Mm-hmm. Because we beat the Pistons.
Yeah.
Back to reality tonight. Pelicans will be beat by 20 points.
Okay. It is a back-to-back. You take it on Milwaukee. So
I will
congratulations.
Say, I will
you're,
say
you're
this.
You're saying that. But can I respond to that?
Yes. Yes,
he's
yes.
asking me what I'm smelling.
Yes. What are you smelling?
Okay. The Pistons have beaten, out of their 9 wins, pretty decent teams. That's actually been a remarkable thing. Before we go to the phone lines here, is, you know, the Heat's been a win. Lakers have been a win. Nets have been a win. Celtics, Pelicans have been a win. Then the Magic, and you got some more out of those 9. But they've beaten some pretty good teams, Clippers, things of that nature. Again, we're trying, I'm trying to find the signs that this team's going to be a consistent winning basketball team. That's why I'm saying, that's what I'm smelling. I'm starting to smell the signs that this team is putting together. I don't know what, I mean, I get it's Detroit. I played the bite yesterday from Mike Breen. Lead NBA announcer for ESPN ABC. He doesn't know how to predict the season the way it goes. So there are going to be nights where bad teams beat good teams and vice versa. It's a win. But in that win, again, you take what you see. This team trailed. They didn't panic. They made the moves. They closed. You're starting to see Zion be the lead. B.I. playing off of one another. That's what I'm smelling. I'm starting to see signs in that. Johnny, what you got for us?
Hey, Gus. Thanks for taking my call. How you doing?
Good, man.
All right. I'll have two topics I want to touch on real quick. One, being Zion and the Pelicans. I am with you 100%. I'm noticing really positive trends. Zion just makes it look so easy, game
right.
in and mm-hmm. game out. And he's so much fun to watch. And I guess I'm a glutton for punishment because I watch a lot of the national morning sports shows on TV.
Mm-hmm.
So this morning I have on First Things First, and they have on Rick Bucher and Chris Broussard, okay?
Oh, no.
And they're
not
talking about how 54 games into his career, you know, is Zion a disappointment so far? Is he living up to the comparison of being the next LeBron and this and that? And, of course, they're all saying, oh, no, he's not anywhere close. And I'm sitting there thinking what he is doing has never been done before, or if it has, maybe once or twice by Shaq or by some, you know, maybe Evan McHale. It's like this guy is on another level. And some of these national people just, you know, oh, well, you know, he's an all-star. He probably shouldn't have even been an all-star this year. And I'm thinking, you've got to be kidding me. So I had to call and vent about that a little bit because I just keep watching these shows and I'm like, are they watching the same the same player and the same team that I'm watching?
Johnny,
like
get,
the other day,
give me 12 seconds. Give me 12 seconds. This was Steven Adams yesterday after the game when he was asked about Zion's play and people not thinking it's good. 12 seconds is the bite.
He's playing good, mate. If anyone else disagrees. Yeah. Get out of here, man. It's just stupid. Yeah. I don't need to say much on that, man.
I mean, Steven Adams is like, what do you say? I mean, you bring it up. You know, we'll do it. We'll do it on today's show. Jordan, go ahead and pull up LeBron's first season. Because, again, LeBron hasn't played. I mean, Zion hadn't played 82 games yet. So we'll use LeBron's first season of 82 games, and we'll see what the averages were at the end of that year. Because you're right. You're right. I mean, you know, you're trying to compare it to an 18-year multi-NBA champion veteran.
Exactly. And the other day, I think it was Rick Bucher again, and he's like, Zion, he may score, but he doesn't do anything to get his teammates involved.
Don't help anybody.
And I'm thinking, you obviously don't watch these games because Zion is great at getting his teammates involved. The assist numbers keep going up and up each game. I mean, I sometimes think that these people don't even watch the games at all. Mm-hmm. They maybe watch a couple of highlights, if that, and they go on and they spout off all this nonsense, and it just drives me crazy.
Johnny,
anyway, I love the Pelicans. Mm-hmm. And one more quick thing before I go. We got to give up 3 first-rounders, Lattimore and Ramczyk, to get Russell Wilson. And that's all I'm going to say.
You just took us into the break with what we're going to come out of the break, sir. Thank you for that. Good phone call. So I'm going to write it down. What are you giving up again?
3 first-round picks, Lattimore and Ramczyk.
All right. We'll be back. Because what Johnny is talking about, The Athletic put out a story. Saints among the teams apparently being mentioned. I'll explain. Russell Wilson, Saints, come back. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans. Because you're hot and you're cold.
Offshore workers are among the most important members of the Gulf Coast workforce. When a person working offshore or on a vessel is injured, the effects on their family can be devastating. At the King Firm, we are proud to have experience with these types of cases and make it a priority to see that our clients receive just compensation and are treated fairly. If you've been injured, don't play the game of claims with the insurance companies. Ring the King at 504-909-KING or 888-241-8766.
Energize your business with Bayou Black Electric Supply in Houma. When you're elbow deep in a job, the last thing you need is to lose time and money fetching electrical supplies. Bayou Black Electric will deliver your items to the job site. There's daily scheduled service throughout South Louisiana, Lafourche, Terrebonne, Morgan City, New Iberia, and Lafayette, plus the river parishes too. If you need parts, call Bayou Black Electric Supply. 985-223-8807, Highway 311 in Houma.
What happened was unthinkable. Work as we know it powered down. But Etail is here to keep business on. On to turn your home office into a powerhouse. On to plan your epic power lunch. On to keep your virtual team connected. On to make you unstoppable. This is the one thing Etail Business can do for you, and that's connecting you to work every day. Etail is on for business.
Archie Manning here for Thibodeau Regional. In the Manning household, we're pretty serious about sports. And just like the team at the Sports Medicine Center of Thibodeau Regional, we're also very serious about sports safety. As the region's leader in first comprehensive sports medicine program, they've been in the game longer with certified athletic trainers, fellowship-trained sports medicine physicians, and neuro-sports-trained experts. So play hard, play to win, but play it safe with the Sports Medicine Center of Thibodeau Regional.
What would you say you do here?
Sports.
All day long.
Hello, sports fan.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Andrew Lopez, ESPN, covers the Pelicans, will join us at the bottom of this hour. Next hour, Ross Jackson, 115, Locked On Saints. Sally Cosell, the Bird Rights, 130. Hour number 3, Jordy will touch on Mel Kiper's 2.0, the mock draft, who the Saints have and where it could be going. He's got a bunch of trades in the top 10. Somebody tweeted this morning, which got my attention. They said Mel Kiper needs to be drug tested. So I was looking at there and everything. And we'll discuss that in hour three. We'll have it completely open to your calls because I do think there's some interesting topics here. I think I'm smelling something over there when it
comes
to
smelling all kind of smells today.
Right? I think I'm smelling something. Somebody said, I don't know what I'm smelling. That's fine. We can have that discussion. Cause I'm starting to like what I'm seeing about the Pels. I'm starting to see a team starting to grow and mature before my eyes. That's what I saw last night. I get it was Detroit, but that's what I saw last night. Now to take on Milwaukee in the back to back, it's going to be tough. It's a late tip off. We'll get into that later on in a little bit. But the other big story of the day. Oh, look at you. You're rubbing your hands already. Rubbing your hands already. So, multiple reporters for The Athletic put together a little story, and it's out.
Just a little one.
Michael Sean Dugar, or Dugar, at Mike Dugar if you want to go see it, D-U-G-A-R. The marriage between Russell Wilson and the Seahawks has been super successful just about any way you slice it. But now, in year 10, the relationship is rocky. In that story, Jordan, they reference a story that Jason LaCanfora had around the Super Bowl, and that immediately sent Saints fans into going, BS, it's all lies, and whatever. But, as Larry Holder tweeted to somebody that put that out, Larry's with The Athletic, three Athletic writers also put on this. Three teams mentioned, aside from the Saints, as possible destinations, Dolphins, Jets, Saints, and Raiders. Now, what's the part of the story that is getting a lot of the attention, Jordan? You brought it up to me earlier today.
Yeah, so apparently Russell Wilson
stormed out!
After his ideas for fixing
yes.
Seattle's offense yes. were dismissed.
It's before the Phoenix game, I think it was, the Cardinals, Arizona game. I keep calling it Phoenix. The Cardinals game. And apparently he was like, look, you know, we can do this with the offense. Things like that. Again, think of that, which is remarkable to me. Because we have been spoiled in the Breeze-Peyton era. They routinely talk about how they sit down on the weekends. Was it Saturday? If they play Sunday, they sit together, Carmichael, Sean, Drew. They go over the entire game. What hash marks? They'd like to, you know, get the ball in and do this and go left or right. You run this play this way or that way. This drive works. What's your not mean? They go over everything. Drew Brees is involved in every aspect and detail of the offense. In as many years as he's been here. I'll remove it to this aspect. Well, I'll move it over today. Last year, Jordan, you remember Sean Payton walking off the field over there at the Sphinx, the Atlanta, Georgia Stadium? Mm-hmm. Who did he ask about what he wanted to run in the second half? You remember? Alvin Kamara. Remember? Alvin Kamara.
And Alvin talked
Alvin
about
Kamara.
It.
So in this
they
offense,
scored a touchdown.
Right. In this offense, Sean Payton, would you say open door policy, welcomes ideas? I mean, it's a very player friendly offense. Is the play caller the guy? Is that remarkable just in that aspect of it? Or is that the norm? Hey, Russ, look. When the play comes into your helmet, just run what we call. Is that remarkable to you?
It's like, shut up and throw the ball.
Yeah, literally. It's so exactly funny you said that. Saying. I read that this morning, and literally the phrase of, you know, shut up and dribble or whatever it was that she said about LeBron.
Yeah.
That's literally what I thought. Shut up and throw the ball.
You only took us to two Super Bowls.
Right? Okay, that's what I'm getting at. Look, people have gone bananas. Let's be honest. Saints fans, everybody, right? I mean, we talked about it. 32 teams or 31 teams should be calling for Deshaun Watson. I love Deshaun. I dig Deshaun. I've always said I don't think the Saints can afford Deshaun. But Deshaun hasn't done anywhere near what Russell Wilson has done. Now, you can tell me, well, look, he didn't have the Legion of Boom and he didn't have Russell. Stop.
Yeah.
Stop. Because, again, this is an argument you and I have had. Well, you know, system and you had this. Stop it. Okay. Good teams are good teams for a reason. You have good coaching. You have good players. The players want a good system. The system fits the play. It's vice. You have to have all of that. I mean, we're talking about this for the last several years and right now, currently, which is why I'm sniffing and smelling this when it comes to the Pelicans. You have to have the right coach, that has the right system, that has the right players, then the players have to learn, then the players have to play well with one another, and then have to find ways and learn how to win together. It's steps. It's steps. It's not a video game that you could go put some codes in, Jordan, and make everybody 99. That's not how it works. But Russell Wilson was the first half MVP this very past season. And literally the reason why I can hear Raphael in my ear right now, you know? It's Russell and no one else. Now, Metcalf's a grown man. I mean, I love him. Me and Brian go back and forth. Bieniemy. I'm like, that guy's the best. To me, number one receiver. That guy, who's stopping him? That dude is ridiculous. He is 99 on Madden, right? I mean, that dude's nuts. But I wouldn't say that. The run game, the offensive line's not that very good. They don't have to sort out a defense. Russell Wilson can throw. He can run. By the way, how many Super Bowls you said he's gone to?
Two.
Yeah, should have won the second. He threw the pick. I get it. Then the end zone. Which is remarkable because if you're going to say, go ahead and shut up and throw, how about you make a better play call on that and give it to Marshawn? And then he'd be a two-time Super Bowl champion. Anyway. So that's the story out of The Athletic, that apparently it is rocky. Now, we played earlier this month, right? He was on a national show. I think it was Dan. Was it Dan Patrick? Who was it? It was on? Are you on the trading block or whatever? And he said you have to ask the Seahawks, remember? Which I thought was interesting. But it kind of died down a bit. So obviously, we're going to play that game today. Especially since the New Orleans Saints are mentioned in this. The Dolphins, the Jets, the Saints, and the Raiders. Mina Kimes, ESPN, even tweeted this morning, holy Batman, the Saints would be the only upgrade out of those teams. Now, if I'm the Seahawks, am I trading him to an NFC team? I'm not trained to that. But it's sort of the same thing like when it comes to Deshaun Watson and all these people go to these teams. Like, if he wants to leave a team, because look, let's be honest, we can go back and forth with this. The Seahawks have had a much more successful couple of years here than New Orleans. So, I mean, that's just honest. So if he's going to go somewhere, are you going to go? The Jets, that's a disaster for an organization. The Dolphins literally traded and drafted somebody, a quarterback, and they didn't buy him. I'm not trusting that guy. If I'm that player, I'm not trusting that guy. Because I can't trust what comes out of your mouth as to what you're going to do, right? And with the Raiders, I don't know. The Saints absolutely would intrigue me if I'm him.
Well, not only that.
Him and Breeze.
I remember his very first matchup against the New Orleans Saints. They had that feature on Russell Wilson.
Loves Drew Breeze.
That was his player growing up watching. Russell Wilson is
plug and play.
Exactly.
He's plug and play.
He's the same exact player as Drew Breeze.
He's Breeze 2009. Yeah.
You're going in a time machine and you're going back a couple years.
He's plug and play. Here you go. And him and Sean Payton would get along. Great.
Absolutely. I'm not just saying that because
so our question of the day is real simple.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
You've been made GM of the New Orleans Saints. Yep. What are you doing? What are you calling the Seattle Seahawks and what are you trading for Russell Wilson?
Yep. You've been made GM. Mark, thanks for giving us a call here on the Sports Hangover. What you got?
Hey, man. Anytime you start talking about these guys coming in that's not coming from the organization, I always try to figure out what is, like, right now, Jameis Winston's the man. So what's going on in his mind? It's like, you know, because he's not under contract, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
So now you're at the point of, you know, can you even bring this guy in a non-hostile environment if Russell Wilson gets traded out to somebody else or, you know, you didn't put enough You know, you didn't give them, you know, 37 players for Deshaun Watson. You only tried to give them 36. I mean, you know, is there a detrimental side to all of this talk about, you know, who comes here and who and stuff like that to the guy who's already here in the door, knows the system, and obviously was good enough to back up Drew Brees, so he ought to be good enough to play.
Mark, you bring up a valid point. I mean, obviously, if I'm Russell Wilson, I'm hearing this. I mean, you know, Jameis, and you bring up a very interesting point because he's not signed, and you wonder how that pertains to it. But again, it's one of those things where if you have an opportunity, I think you have to, as an organization, at least make a call because of who he is and what kind of player he is and what he can immediately do to you, right? Because, again, correct. I'm looking at body of work, Mark. That's a guy that I know can lead a team to a Super Bowl. That's a guy that I know is not diminishing in skill. That's a guy that I know can absolutely be a leader, can run my system. Like I said, he's plug and play Drew Brees, if you ask me. I mean, I know that. I'm hoping Jameis Winston can do that. I'm hoping Jameis Winston can run this offense. I'm hoping Jameis Winston can lead me to a playoff game. You get what I'm getting at? I'm hoping.
No, I do.
Know with one.
I just have these visions of Jake DeLome in my head where, you know, we let Jake DeLome go for, what was that, Aaron Broke?
Yeah. And look, I hear you, but
you know, DeLome goes to Super Bowls too, you know?
Right. But at the same time, I mean, Brooks and Russell Wilson are in two completely different universes.
No,
so,
I get it.
And it's the same thing that Houston's doing here. As I go to the break, Mark, because I got to get to the bottom of the break with Andrew. Yeah. But my thing is, you know, if I'm Seattle, I'm a playoff team. What do you mean I'm getting rid of Mike? So what's amazing is some of these teams that actually are playoff teams are looking, or this could be happening. So because Seattle's had a lot more success than New Orleans, I would say, right?
It's always going to be – it will be interesting offseason, as always.
It is, man. Thank you, Mark. I appreciate it, man, for the phone call.
Hey,
again,
man, take care.
Hour 3 is going to be completely wide open, so we'll take a lot more calls. I got to get to Andrew real quick. He covers the Pelicans. And at 45, you'll hear some more updates here on what's going on. I know you keep pointing to the screen, but we want people to give their take. So we'll do that. Sports Hangover in your home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans. Everybody knows that the bird is a winner,
Trust the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts to recommend the best products for your car, like 5 quarts of O'Reilly Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a MicroGuard filter, just $26.99. Extend the life of your vehicle and improve performance with a synthetic oil change. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Gary is refinancing his home, so he shopped around for the lowest rate and found it at Amerisave.com, setting him up for a lifetime of savings. It's one decision he'll never regret, unlike taking that gig in the testing lab at the deodorant company.
Raise your arm, please. Oh, man, I hate this job.
Pretty regrettable, Gary. Unlike finding that low mortgage rate at Amerisave.com that's got you on your way to a lifetime of savings. Amerisave's rates won't be this low forever, so go to Amerisave.com now. Lower mortgage rates mean higher savings. Call 866-514-SAVE or visit Amerisave.com/licensing for cost information, terms, and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all states except New York. NMLS number 1168.
Hi, friend. It's your home speaking, and I need some favors. Could you turn on some of the lights in the basement? I'm scared of the dark. Also, this one is easy. Could you bundle your home and car insurance with Geico so we could save money? Last thing, just a suggestion. Could you steam clean the carpets? I need a spa day.
Geico. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. I'm a better neighbor because my service has taught me how important it is to be a team player. My training helps me in my classes when I give attention to detail to the task at hand. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Louisiana Army National Guard. Aired by the Louisiana Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Good afternoon.
Let's hit it.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Welcome back, Sports Hangover. Andrew Lopez, ESPN covers your New Orleans Pelicans. Let's see, pick a player from last night that impressed you so I can find an appropriate highlight to play from the graph for you.
Ooh, let's go away from the obvious. Let's go Lonzo Ball.
Lonzo Ball. Okay, let's see. Ball. Let's go with this one.
To Dumbuya, shovels it to Ellington. Stop, pop, three. Ooh, halfway down and out, rebound Ingram. That's Brandon's fifth of the game. Three ball, Lonzo, deep, right wing and down.
Look.
There you go, a little three ball, because that's kind of been the part of his game that's gotten a lot better over the last couple of weeks, hasn't it?
Yeah, he is, you know, we talked about last year how Lonzo was a different player after he came back from the injury in around December, a little bit before Christmas. And through the stoppage, he was, he was shooting 42 from three. He started off rough this year, but he's getting back to being that same guy again. And I think that's kind of the most impressive thing about him so far this year, is that he is just continuing that shooting from last year that we thought maybe wouldn't continue. You see the miracles of Fred Vincent, I guess, in that his shot has changed completely. And kudos to him as well for continuing to work on that. And not just, sulk when you don't get a, you don't get a contract, you don't do anything else. So good for him for continuing to work on that shot.
You know, that's an interesting point you make, Andrew. A lot of people maybe don't speak about a lot, right? I mean, because I remember when the trade talks was happening in L.A. and, he would Instagram or tweet out the music being played in the locker room, right? Yep. And it was, about what's going on with he and LeBron. And let's be honest. I mean, his play was not good at the beginning of the season. He all of a sudden, boom, with 2 weeks in, it's about trading Lonzo Ball. Social media, you know these guys, live on it, absolutely was killing him. Everyone played the what can we get for Lonzo trade game. And there's two ways you can react to that, Andrew, and you brought it up. You can either go one way out the door. I'm a free agent anyway. Who cares? And I'm out. Greener pastures. Or, man, I got to say, the dude's like, to the point where, I mean, do you trade him? I mean, I guess that's what I want to ask you. You know, I mean, do you trade him by the trade deadline?
You know, I still think if you're David Griffin, you still need to make phone calls. You still need to check on what is his worth, what is his availability. What would people pay for him right now? You got to ask yourself that. And to me, it's a conversation you absolutely need to have, because when it comes down to it, he's still going to want that money that's due to him next season. And kind of looking at guys, you're looking at possibly a $18-22 million a year contract. Is that what you want to pay Lonzo Ball? And that to me is where you really have to kind of start asking questions. Is this a guy who, alongside Brandon Ingram and Zion and whoever else you're going to have, obviously, and you're paying $17 million to Steven Adams next year, is this somebody you want to pay that much money to? And if you can get some value for him, I think you go ahead and do it, obviously. But if he stayed, it's not, to me, like an end-of-the-world type situation. Like, if he stayed and said, I want to do this, I want to play, and, I'm going to make X amount, sure, cool, let's go, let's get it done. I think you can ride with that, if you will, if you're the Pels. But I don't think it's a slam dunk just to trade him. I don't think it's a slam dunk just to keep him. I think it's something you still have to kind of look at, even though he's playing this role, I think, a little bit better, since the kind of the we've really pushed Point Zion here. In those 16 games, he's averaging 16-5-5 mm-hmm. and shooting 46 from three.
Right.
Shooting 84 from the line. Let's just say that one more time. He's going to the free throw line in his last five games. I don't know if he's ever had a streak where he's had five straight games where he's gone to the line, which is crazy to think about. So he's being more aggressive. If you get this guy, I don't mind paying him, but you know, if there's some sort of value out there that you can get for him,
right?
You know, you go ahead and I think you take it.
Yeah, totally different conversation, right? If he had another year left or something of that nature. So yeah. That's something that you hold on to. Speak with Andrew Lopez, covers the Pelicans for ESPN. Coming up in about 6 minutes, next segment, we will talk about what Adam Schefter just tweeted 3 minutes ago, that Russell Wilson's agent has spoken to him. Russell Wilson has not demanded a trade, but if a trade were considered, the only teams he would go to, Cowboys, Saints, Raiders, Bears. He has a no trade clause in his contract. So let that go in your head. We'll talk about it coming up, but the Saints are in there.
That was going to sit in my head. Let's talk about it right now.
You can believe me. I was going to ask you. I actually was going to say, I think you're tight with David Griffin, and I'm sure he has Mickey's number. Can you text David to call Mickey to get on the phone? I
mean, I'm sure Mickey's on the phone right now.
All right, well, okay, so let me ask you, it's our question of the day. You've been made, congratulations, Andrew. You've been made, come on, give him a round of applause, Jordan.
You earned it.
Yep, you did earn it. You are the Saints general manager. First order of business, you just saw this report. What are you doing? What are you offering? What are you offering Seattle?
All right, if I have that much power, that means I have that much money, mm-hmm. That means I'm getting ESPN to fire Jordan first.
Oh, come on.
Wow, that's harsh. Well, Seattle might be employing him. You know, can you throw Jordan in the trade?
I think I'd have to attach some value to Jordan, right?
Yeah.
I'm valuable enough.
Yeah, he is kind of valuable. Occasionally he does his job, so that's good. All right, so what are you offering?
Okay, Jordan hate aside, and got that out of the way for today's hit. I had to figure a way to work it in there, Betty. You know what? What do you want? I don't care.
What do you want?
There you go. I agree with that.
What do you want?
I mean, as long as it's not Terron Armstead, Ryan Ramczyk.
So Kamara's available.
That one's hard. Actually, Kamara's probably off the table because I just signed him to his deal.
Right.
I'm not going to be able to get
see,
off
for me, it's Kamara and Ramczyk, and you can have anyone else.
Yeah. The only reason I would put Armstead on there is because the reason they are having this fight right now.
Because of the offensive line.
It's because of the offensive line. Mm-hmm. So what I'm not going to do is trade my all-pro left tackle or my right tackle who are going to help protect him. Mm-hmm. You still need to kind of you keep your offensive line intact as much as possible. AK, you're not really going to be able to touch because of the cap penalty. Outside of that, if it means Mike Thomas, mm-hmm. I'm not saying no. There's very few things I think on this team that I would say, nah, I'm not going to give that up for Russell Wilson. Very, very few, and I think it's the O-line, it's AK, and that's about it. Considering they're probably not going to ask for Cam Jordan, right? They're not going to do like some of those other deals, but. Yeah, man. I mean, that makes you competitive and keeps you competitive right away. You could figure out,
I'll figure it out. Exactly.
God bless Mickey Loomis.
Well,
but
hey, again, what's key of that tweet is this is his agent. This isn't you or I are speculating or reporting. And that's not saying you guys don't do your jobs. You do. You wouldn't go to Twitter or print with something like this without sourcing it. But when it's the player's agent, that means the player says Cowboys, Saints, Raiders, Bears. So, that's the player saying it. Andrew, my sense of smell was questioned earlier this morning because I opened the show saying I'm starting to smell a little something here that kind of looks like maturing, that kind of looks like a team that's learning, I dare say, to close, that's starting to look like a, you know, I smell two guys starting to learn to play with one another. I'm starting to smell a guy in Zion that, you know what, it's clicking. He seems
just from the beginning of the season to now, more comfortable in his answers, longer. He just seems more relaxed. I don't know. It's coming to him. It's happening. You know, it's that gif from The Office. Oh my God, it's happening. I feel like I'm ready to tweet that. I'm just waiting. It's at the ready. It's in my saved, you know, on Jiffy, but I'm starting to smell something, and somebody called me out and said it's something else than what I'm smelling. What, are you smelling anything like this though?
I do smell what the Rock is cooking here, and mm-hmm. or the Gus is cooking, I guess. Mm-hmm. You go back to that Boston game, and I think everything goes back to the Boston game. We had watched this team time and time again this year blow double digit leads, right? Nine as of the Boston game, or the day before that, they had lost nine games where they had led by double digits. Nine when they had been up 10 or more, and they lost. That was the most in the league to that point. And then they get punched in the mouth against Boston. They go down 24, and they come back.
Mm-hmm.
And you were wondering. I turned to Will and Christian, and during the game, who are we watching? What team is this right now? Because I had no idea who was playing, because mm-hmm. it didn't look like the Pelicans that we had saw before that actually punched back mm-hmm. once they got punched in the mouth. And I think once you've gone to Point Zion and you let him be more of a playmaker, which is a role he is more traditionally comfortable in.
Right.
Brandon is adjusted to this. Lonzo has adjusted to this. They are comfortable on one end of the floor, no question about it. But if you get the buy-in on the other side,
yeah,
where as Kevin Felton for ESPN, he had a good article today on Zion's superstar rise. His block rate has doubled. His steal rate has almost doubled.
Yep,
he is becoming
better,
a better defender. Not saying he's good on that end yet. I don't. He is still growing. Obviously, there are ways he has to grow, but they are figuring out how to win. And I think it took times like the Portland loss, right, mm-hmm. where you give the ball to B.I., even though Zion's hot. It took times like that to figure out, look, we got to trust each other. We can start to grow. It's coming. It's not there yet.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I'm just smelling it, right? Like, it's sort of like I'm outside the restaurant. I haven't sat there and enjoyed the dinner. Or, you know, it's like when you walk into the movie theater, you smell the popcorn, haven't gone out there and paid the $12 large, you know, popcorn with some, you know, tons of butter. But I'm smelling it is what I'm getting. I'm starting to see the signs of things. And that makes me happy. And I get it. And look, I'm not picking on the guy by no means that said I'm smelling something else, because he goes, relax, it's Detroit, reality comes today. I'm like, reality, the Bucks are a team that's picked, you know, to be in the finals. I mean, so they beat the Pelicans. That's to show that the Pelicans aren't improving, which, by the way, they beat them already. So, you know, I get it, but all we can go by is what we see, and I'm starting to see things by the game, win or loss, and that's how you have to look at this team right now.
Yeah, I agree, and you're getting there. You're starting to see the little things. And again, mm-hmm. I thought this. We talked about it before the season. What did we think this team could do? I thought it was a 500 team this year, as mm-hmm. constructed. Thought it was a 500 team who could compete for a play-in tournament, maybe get to the 7-8 seed, depending on how things shake out. They're still on track for that, even at 14-17. You have to take what you're getting this year and realize that. This year ain't the year. This year ain't the year. You're building, and as you see Zion growing as a playmaker and getting to where 35-5 could be a nightly thing for him, you start to get a little excited, and I can see why.
Andrew Lopez, not only is he covered the Pelicans, but he also is willing to trade pretty much anything and everything. What do you want is what he says for Russell Wilson.
Take it all.
Take it all. Thank you, man, so much. Appreciate the time this afternoon.
Later.
When we come back, we'll continue this. Again, Adam Schefter, ESPN, tweeting, per Russell Wilson's agent, if a trade would have happened or requested, there's only four teams, right, Jordan?
Only four.
Only four that he would consider.
Cowboys, Saints, Raiders, and Bears.
Oh, boy. I think Dallas Sports Talk is going to be on fire today with that Prescott. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans. Help me
information, get in touch with. You are invited to Greg LeBlanc Toyota's spectacular sales event going on now till the end of the month. Great selections of models and colors to choose from and deep discounts. With huge incentives, this is the time to purchase your new Toyota Camry or Corolla. Exceptional MPG ratings and 2 years free maintenance. This is the event you've been waiting for. Visit our friendly staff at HOMA's number one dealer. Go to Greg LeBlanc Toyota, where you get the deal. Greg LeBlanc Toyota, where you get the deal.
Offshore workers are among the most important members of the Gulf Coast workforce. When a person working offshore or on a vessel is injured, the effects on their family can be devastating. At the King Firm, we are proud to have experience with these types of cases and make it a priority to see that our clients receive just compensation and are treated fairly. If you've been injured, don't play the game of claims with the insurance companies. Ring the King at 504-909-KING or 888-241-8766.
This spring season, gear up with a new Mahindra tractor from Southern Trailer Works during their spring kickoff demo days on March 5th and 6th. Southern Trailer Works welcomes in spring with huge savings on Mahindra tractors and tractor package deals. Test drive a new Mahindra tractor on Friday and Saturday, March 5th and 6th. Southern Trailer Works, call them at 985-448-0844 and ask about their over-the-phone non-contact sales and delivery. Visit them in Schriever at the foot of the overpass.
Avenue Wine and Spirits has one of the largest and most diverse wine and spirit selections in the city. At 2025 St. Charles Avenue, Avenue Wine and Spirits has some of the rarest bourbons, wines, and Japanese whiskeys, like 18-year-old Yamasaki. Avenue Wine and Spirits sells wine by the glass, and they've got free delivery for orders over $20. Dial 504-522-3864. Never show up empty-handed to a watch party again. Avenue Wine and Spirits, 2025 St. Charles Avenue.
Good afternoon.
Only one performance a day.
Let's get this show on the road, eh?
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Ross Jackson, 115. No doubt we'll talk a little bit about this. All hour number three is open. No guests. So we're going to talk a lot about this and the Pels. About what I'm starting to smell over here. But my goodness, this is a topic. It's absolutely going to catch fire across the country now, especially. Adam Schefter, now 16 minutes ago, tweeting that Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson has not demanded a trade. His agent Mark Rogers told ESPN. Wilson has told the Seahawks he wants to play in Seattle, but if a trade were considered, meaning if the Seahawks want to do that, the only teams he would go to are the Cowboys, Saints, Raiders, Bears. Schefter followed that tweet with, Russell Wilson also has a no-trade clause in his contracts. In the end, Wilson holds the cards. So if those are the four teams that are going to be in play, if there were to be a play, and all of this started, if you're just joining us now, going, what happened, man? I'm in a car for lunch? What do you mean, Russell? The Saints? What? The Athletic put out an article this morning. Three independent reporters detailed a rocky relationship that's been building between Russell Wilson in Seattle. And it comes down to, and I'll paraphrase, essentially, they're not trusting his input, not even just player personnel and things of that nature, Jordan. It's play calling, the offense, schemes, how they should use the offense, which is remarkable to me. You have a 10-year vet, MVP candidate, Jordan, Super Bowl quarterback. I mean, I cannot imagine, and it's a point that I'm going to make that I think favors the Saints out of those four teams, because we'll break it down as to which one would be better for them. But one of the things, and probably why the Saints are on there, because the other teams, bigger markets, Jordan, bigger cities, right? Dallas, the Dallas-Fort Worth area, my goodness, 100,000-seat stadium, Jerry World, the works. Vegas. Jordan, you ready to go live in Vegas? Sierra's wife. Maybe have a show in the casinos there. Vegas. Brand new spanking billion-dollar stadium. John Gruden, offensive guru there, all this. He's got a 10-year contract, right? He ain't going anywhere. Then you got the Saints and Bears. Here's, I'm just, again, the first things that pop in my head when I look at those. Here's why I X out the Bears. Now, I get why maybe he might like them. Great town. Good defense. But I immediately go to this. Ryan Pace, who came from the Saints, is coaching for his job, or he's working for his job right now.
He's already got a quarterback.
And you, no, he doesn't, actually.
Yes, he does.
Okay? And you, yourself, have brought it up. You don't trust Matt Nagy. Or Nagy. Whatever. Right? Do you? You said you blaming him for Trubisky's
blame everybody besides Mitch.
So my point is this. I'm Russell Wilson. I don't know who the GM's going to be next year. I don't know if the coach is going to make it this season. And they're in disarray because they don't know what the... If I'm leaving Seattle, a winning team, as Brian is going to join us here at the top of the hour, he's going to call in. He wants to make his point too, Bieniemy. Because he says everybody. I mean, he wants to... Beignets, jazz paintings from the Jazz Inheritance, whatever. You know, Blue Dog, whatever. Everything goes to Seattle, whatever. He wants it all gone. The AD jerseys, they're still selling at the store in the mall. I saw that. Still, by the way, like for $35, who's buying anything?
Can we just give those away
to
people in need?
And people in need. Why would you buy an AD Pelicans jersey? Anyway, that's neither here nor there. So that's way too many I don't knows for me. So I don't know. There's some attachment as to why you would want the Bears, but to me, with the Raiders, I get it to an extent. I like how they use that offense. It's very balanced. So that's intriguing to me. Again, with Gruden, makes sense. Sort of like what I said with the Bears, I have a Cowboys situation here. It's why I said there's no way and bleep that Sean Payton would ever leave New Orleans to go work for Jerry Jones. He has complete and utter control power here in Dallas. That's a fiasco. That guy loves drama. They can't even sign their quarterback that they have there. Is that where you want to go? Do you trust that? Or what happens? What happens when Jerry goes? You know? I'm looking at it. If I'm going to leave, I need to know. Here's where the advantage lies where I think with the Saints. It's tried and true. You've absolutely been able to see. You can pick up a phone. You can ask. You know exactly what that relationship is going to be like with the head coach.
Also.
You know exactly that relationship is going to be with the organization. You know exactly what they're happening and what they're going to do. You know exactly how it's going to be used. You know exactly everything. 100% investment from the organization top down. From Mrs. B to the city to 100% you know everything.
And I'm sure Drew Brees has told Russell Wilson this is how things are done around
here. Like I said, it's...
Unlike the Cowboys, the Raiders, and the Bears.
There's too many unknowns there.
You don't have a Drew Brees on that team. And I don't think any of those quarterbacks
again,
connect
too
with
many unknowns
Russell Wilson
there.
Like they do
too
with
many
Brees.
Unknowns there. And I'm just being me. I'm playing indoors. Three of those teams play indoors. I'm going to go play in Chicago. I know I played in Seattle. I get it. But if I had a choice, I don't know. Anyway, let's discuss this. Hour one brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King 504-909.